MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, you feel that or what? Little snare.
Groove line, man. Groove line. Heat wave. Grooves in the heart. Let's go.
Yo, overpromised. That's Covino. I'm Rich. All the stuff we don't get to on the Fox Sports Radio show, we pile it up and talk some shit for a half hour right here on the bonus pod.
Uncensored, unleashed. But if you join us Monday through Friday on Fox Sports Radio, we appreciate it. If not, definitely follow us. Search the podcast Covino and Rich. But we're on live 2 to 4 Monday through Friday on the West. That's 5 to 7 on the East. But hope you're having a great week. I hope all your baseball teams are winning. Hope you're enjoying your college basketball. In fact, we will talk some Caitlin Clark.
What is next for her? And the idea of idiots telling her to, like, oh, put aside the $5 million. Pass it up. Get the out of here. Come
and
on.
And what's next for Jason Kelsey? Is it wrestling? Is it broadcasting? Is he going to be an actor? We're going to get to that.
Jason Kelsey?
Yeah.
The actor?
Maybe he'll be president.
You know, before we get to Tiger Woods and his non-active penis. What? Isn't it wild that the baseball season started? And I don't know if this is like this every year. I would have to think back, but all the biggest stars, Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, they're all having pretty hot starts to the season. All the stars are emerging.
Hot starts is an understatement. As of now, Mookie Betts leads the MLB in just about everything. Batting average, home runs, hits, runs batted in, runs, walks. Dude's batting 45 with 5 dongs already.
But you have that protection in the lineup, not to get nerdy baseball guy, but if your protection in the lineup is Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and guys like that, they got to pitch to someone. And Mookie Betts is reaping all the benefits.
All the benefits. So, yeah, no, it's so great to have baseball back. Just something to watch every night. And, you know, it's just that time of year. I can't wait. Let's go Yankees. I love it.
Now, Tiger Woods junk. Let's talk about it.
Tiger Woods junk. I'm a guy who believes in stay away from women when you're training. I believe Mickey from Rocky. I always subscribe to that because to me, it's just common sense. Ready? You're all motivated and fired up to go out because you want to meet a woman, right? Yeah. But let's say you take care of business at home. You're less motivated. You're less fired up. Isn't the science pretty simple right then and there that it takes away your drive and your motivation and your fire?
You become a lazy lump opposed to being like, oh, let's be honest, pent up.
Exactly.
Do you want to be pent up or do you want to be relaxed? Now, there have been many strategies. Spot, you were telling us that Lamar Odom had said in an interview that he tugs it before every game.
Yeah, he
little
said
tug-a-roo.
He said the exact opposite. He revealed that he had to do it before every NBA game.
Yeah.
Every game.
Little tug-a-roo.
Every game.
Studies may prove me otherwise, but to my knowledge and the research I've done, from other people.
I'm sorry.
Don't you feel like sometimes you just want to go to sleep after you get it done? No. So how could you sort of want to go out there and slam dunk on somebody?
I'm sorry. I'm loving the headline. Lamar admits he'd always masturbate before NBA games to calm his nerves. And Chloe, his ex, said that he preferred road games so he could, quote, bust a nut.
In his hotel room.
So
I mean, yeah.
Hey,
everyone loves that hotel room bust a nut.
They would just say tuna sub. I know we're uncensored, but tuna sub backwards.
Okay, so tuna sub.
Yeah.
He loves the old headline, tuna dude. Sub. What do you want me to tell you? I will say this. There was a study done by Vice, and Vice does a lot of great investigations, documentaries, everything. Vice did a study on whether or not athletes benefit or not from any type of sexual activity before a game, before an event. And you know, this goes back to not just Mickey in the Rocky movie.
Mm-hmm.
Make you weak in the knees. We remember Rocky.
You lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
Who's training you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, no more fooling around.
No more fooling around. I love how I forgot he called Adrian the pet shop dame.
Pet shop dame.
Stay away from that pet shop dame. But you know, this goes back before Rocky and Mick. They're saying Greek and Roman times, in Colosseums, in battle, they would tell guys, no.
I mean, you can't deny that it has an effect on your motivation and on your mood. And like I said, your sleepy levels. A lot of times before people go to bed, what are they doing? I know what they're doing.
Yeah, but
just so they can get that extra rest. And by the way, if you're playing a game like golf or a fight where competition is so strong and so highly competitive, don't you want every possible edge? So if they say, hey, this will keep you hungry and keep you on edge and keep you motivated, I say you want every advantage you could possibly get, so don't do it.
Well, that article...
Focus on the game, not on ass cheeks.
That article and study from Vice does prove the opposite. They're saying that levels and heart rates and all these things don't get affected, so it's a myth.
But doesn't common sense or your own experience tell you otherwise?
But I would think this. There's some people that need to be amped up. And then there's other people that are too amped up and maybe to be game day ready or fight ready. They need to take it down a notch. Like, there's something to be said about being too hyped up or too amped up for a fight. What if, like, Canelo Alvarez, who fights next month, what if before the fight he's a little too amped? You don't think... I don't know if you could take care of yourself with a boxing glove on, but you could get, do something.
I need to be relieved.
Is that what the Vaseline's for? I thought that was for cuts.
Oh.
Look, a lot of people...
Cut, man.
...who get no action... Do this with no great goal in mind whatsoever.
That's not my job description.
If you're trying to win some shit, don't you think it's okay to maybe take a rest for a little while? I think we need to prioritize a little bit. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting some action or relieving yourself, however you want to look at this. But sometimes there's a bigger goal at play.
Well,
that's winning.
The reason this comes up is because...
in prize money.
Tiger Woods, in preparation for the 2024 Masters, his friend... What friend decides, like, yo, Tiger, I'm going to tell the press. A friend of Tiger Woods said that he's focused. He's working really hard at the gym. He's eating right. He's even eliminated sex.
I think he's doing the right thing. That's my guy, Tiger Woods, taking it serious.
He doesn't want anything to take away from his focus.
That's what I'm saying. So to me, I don't care what studies say, what Vice says, what Dr. Ruth says. I don't care what anybody says. From my own experience, from my own common sense, I think what Tiger Woods is doing is the right thing to do. Prioritize. Focus. Well,
I think a lot of times, and I have there's proof in this pudding. I know you love pudding. If elite athletes at their physical prime weren't also very sexually active, then why did they order 300,000 condoms for Olympic Village this summer in Paris? Because all these young athletes, while they're elite at their sports, they still want to get it on. They still have the urges.
Hey, if you're worried about getting a booty, you're not worried about working hard enough. That's the way I see it, man. Especially...
you can't go for the sweet booty and the gold?
Who has more of a chance of winning, the guy who's solely focused on one thing or the guy who's thinking about women, who he's hanging out with tonight, and the fight coming up, and the golf match coming up, who's hitting me up on my phone right now?
Everyone's different,
did
dude.
This girl get back to me?
Everyone's
who's more
different.
Focused?
Everyone's different.
Who's more focused?
I don't think there's an answer because I think
there is.
I think there are times where, all right, some radio hosts and TV hosts that we've worked with at Fox, ESPN, everywhere, Some people need to prep for hours and hours. Some people just walk in and do the show. Everyone has a different theory.
Women get in your head whether you want to deny it or not.
Some guys need to throw 100 pitches in the bullpen before they come out. Some guys need 5 warm-up pitches and they're good to go. Everyone has a different process.
Hey, dude, so what's it hurting, though? Is it hurting Tiger Woods by saying, you know what, I'm putting that aside right now to focus on my game? Is it hurting him by any means? No. So I got to respect it all the way, man.
I think it's unnecessary to turn down booty. And he's a guy that, if you remember Tiger's past, the guy likes booty.
Maybe that's in his best interest.
All right. Well, Tiger Woods.
What says you, overpromised nation? Do women weaken the knees? Let us know at Covino and Rich on social media.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball. We do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, there's a couple stories of what's next. We'll get to Kelsey in a second, but Caitlin Clark, I have a thought that, not that we're prisoners of the moment, that game versus LSU, Iowa, LSU.
41-12, man. Dude,
it broke all women's sports TV ratings in the world of basketball. It had more viewers than the NBA Finals last year, had more viewers than the World Series, NHL Stanley Cup Finals. People watched.
Over 12 million people tuned in to watch.
At its peak, 16 mil.
Congratulations. They delivered. She got her redemption. 41 points. Played amazing. And they play tomorrow night against UConn. But it was great to see. I have an unpopular opinion about this, but continue.
My thought is simply, sometimes you're a prisoner of the moment. Mm-hmm. We talk about that phrase a lot. And I think right now, this is so hot. It's like Linsanity in his prime. I'm not saying she's going to dip off, but sometimes sometimes you need to capitalize when you're the hot shit. Like you said, Spot, like Zoolander, Hansel, so hot right now. If you're the hottest thing right now, you need to capitalize. Like, all right, when Caitlin Clark...
Are you saying you need to strike while the iron's hot?
I've heard that phrase before,
yeah. Wait a second.
I've heard that phrase before.
He's on to something.
Well, listen, you don't think a little bit Be honest with me. If she joins the WNBA draft and ends up on the Indiana Fever.
Okay. Which is bound to happen.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Caitlin Clark, so hot right now. You don't think that as fun as it's been to watch her journey in college women's hoops, you don't think she'll just fade into a little bit of obscurity for the Indiana Fever? You think they're going to be selling out the arena in Indiana? You think those ratings? You think the WNBA, who's never had a million people watch a game, all of a sudden Caitlin Clark brings that on? Let's be honest, who gets the first pick? A shitty team, the Indiana Fever.
Well,
I think she goes Big Five, takes the money, and anyone that says different, it's crazy. Telling someone else to turn down $5 million?
Big Five is a sporting goods store. Or, I think you mean Big Three.
No, she's got a job at Big Five, too. It's
Big Five, man. They're paying that much?
Wow. Yeah.
What's she selling over there?
A bunch of part-time job there.
Wow. The Big Three offered her $5 million. Ice Cube said, sure, $5 million. But then Dave Portnoy of Barstool said, well, screw that. I'll give you $10 million to play in our intramural league. And yeah, she's getting offers left and right.
Little Dirk can give an offer too, right?
Yeah, Little Dirk has given her or offered her $10 million to do some nonsense. But what she means to the WNBA and women's sports far exceeds $5 million from Ice Cube. $10 million from Portnoy, if he's serious, I don't know. But if I were her, I'd figure out a deal to be like, hey, I want to play in the WNBA because it's backed by the NBA. And I know there's more money to be made and it means a lot to women and women's sports. And I want to be that person and that face of the organization. Just holds more clout, more weight, and more importance. But if you want me to do a show or be part of Barstool, I'll take that $10 million. She needs to negotiate. She needs to get what she can get right now while the iron's hot, like Rich said. But here's why. Because Rich is right about one thing. One thing.
One thing.
Well, one thing. Thank you.
The Big Five with the Indiana Fever is only going to be so hot for so long before people lose interest. And I don't find Caitlin Clark, for as lights out as she is, and as awesome as she is, and as important as she is to women's sports, and I find that to be inspiring as a girl dad. I think she's fantastic. She's great. We've never seen anything like this. She's just not that marketable.
She doesn't have the charisma of like a Shaquille O'Neal or some young star. Like
just pure dominance on the court, I don't find her to be that likable. And as a guy with a marketing background, I'm going to tell you that does matter. There's a reason Shaquille O'Neal is Shaquille O'Neal. Because not only was he great on the court, he was great off the court. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think Caitlin Clark is that person. I'm not sure she is. I'd love for her to prove me wrong. And I know it doesn't matter when she's on the court. I know that doesn't matter. But when you're going to be the face of something big, you need to be marketable. And I'm not sure she is. I personally, and it doesn't matter what I think, I'm just saying I personally don't find her to be that likable.
Athletes?
Yet. Yet.
Athletes. Yet. Or as you say, three syllables, athletes. They have a little window of time to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Right?
But you have to be marketable.
But if Caitlin Clark has the opportunity to make $5 to $10 million doing anything, who are you or I or some bonehead to be like, but go to the WNBA. It means something. Hey, the little tortilla girl says.
The NBA has
to. Why not both? She could do both.
She could do both and figure it out away and figure it away now to do that. And I'll prove to you that I'm right. You know, Mike Trout is the greatest, arguably the greatest player in baseball. But guess what? He's boring. He's not that likable. He's a good dude. He's not hateable, but he's not that likable either. And, you know, in her sport, women's basketball on the professional level is not that popular. So she has to figure out a way to make her money and be as marketable as she can, when she can, while she can. And that time is now.
And let's not forget, even staying at Iowa, I think, is a good move for her if she wanted to. Because once you go to the WNBA, it's like, name a young quarterback right now. When you're
Jordan Love.
Caleb Williams.
Okay.
And you're about to get drafted.
Oh, okay.
You're the hot shit in college football. Everyone thinks you're the man. See, I'm getting emotional. Everyone thinks you're the man. You're throwing the ball 80 yards at practices. Everyone's like, man, Caleb Williams. The reality sets in when he's in the NFL and you're on a mediocre team and you win 4 or 5 games. You just fade into the middle, the mix. And Caitlin Clark is going to be on a bad team in the WNBA. And what's going to happen, Covino? They'll be all right. She'll have moments. But will she ever be as popular in the WNBA as she is right now for Iowa? No.
The goal is yes.
But it's not going to be the case.
But I don't think that'll be the case either. I'd love for her to prove it wrong and be that person and bring that Riz and not rooting against her by any means. And I feel bad saying what I'm saying because she's the world's sweetheart right now. So I'm not hating. I'm just stating. You know, and that's just my personal opinion.
You know what it's
I think the WNBA will come up with maybe something close to $500,000 for her, right?
Can't.
But the I'm just saying, but the NBA,
yeah,
which backs the WNBA, will figure out a way to keep her and make sure she's paid to be that person. They're not going to want to lose her to the big three or Dave Portnoy or anybody else.
Let me give you two examples from the past, and we'll move on. What about when you were a little boy in New Jersey?
Yeah.
The Jersey Generals, was that the team?
Yeah.
The USFL?
Yeah.
Doug you know Flutie, why?
Bro. Herschel Walker.
My dude Steve Young played it there for a while because they were giving big money. Bigly. They were giving big money to these guys to say, forget the NFL, come to the USFL. There were some guys that said, I'll take the money. They ended up in the NFL, but they took the money. And you know what? I can never argue someone securing the financial future of their family. What about the golfers that went to the LIV Tour? You and I both agreed, like, dude, if some guy offered me and you, let's say there was Bunky Shit Sports Network. If Bunky Shit Sports Network said, Covino, I know you love Fox Sports. They treat you well. They love you.
Great improv. Did you learn that in Groundlings?
Bunky Shit Sports Network. Yeah. Bunky.
BSN.
No, yeah. Yeah. BSSN. If they offered you $5 million, would you be like, no, my integrity. I'm staying at Fox Sports.
But my presence isn't as impactful to another network as she is to the WNBA and women's sports.
Just don't make it seem like it's such a no-brainer. Like, go to the WNBA.
It is a no-brainer. I'm sorry. Let it be clear. I am saying she has to get her money any way she can, but I disagree with this guy.
Yeah, to counter your point, I saw this story yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau. Admits LIV Golf is making people lose interest in the sport.
Yeah, hold on.
Sometimes the money grab isn't necessarily good for
it's not good for anybody. Game. It's not good for women's sports, which she is the face of at the moment. And
does she even want to be? Did anyone ever ask her that?
It doesn't matter. She is. Yeah, I think she does. But think of it this way.
Isn't that what you strive
the
for?
Big three wants to give her $5 million. But that's like a novelty thing. There's no clout in that. The WNBA, even though there's not a big fan base, still holds a lot more weight of importance than the big three or intramural basketball.
I don't want to put you on the spot because I don't want to embarrass you or me, but can you name five WNBA players? No.
Players? No. Yeah, but so, that's the whole purpose of bringing her in.
So you think Kayla Clark changes everything?
I wasn't watching women's college basketball either until she became a thing.
Okay.
So that's the point. That's the point. You can't say there's not a level of importance here because there is. That's why she has to choose the WNBA and not the big three or any other nonsense offer she's getting. If she can figure out a way to still get paid all around, do it. While she can, while she's young, while she's the hot thing.
So I guess that you're not taking the money for the bunk shitty sports network?
Nope.
Okay. One last thing we wanted to get to.
It depends how much.
You'd go there in a second.
Like I said, my importance, not the face of men's broadcasting.
Oh, what was...
And you know, a whole generation of people aren't riding on me to be that guy.
Covino, what was that phrase I invented 5 minutes ago? Strike
while the iron's hot.
I made that up.
Yeah.
I invented that. This is another story of strike while the iron's hot. Who's hotter than the Kelce bros right now? This is the ultimate case of strike while the iron's hot. Jason Kelce.
Bryce Harper, Mookie Betts.
He was on the podcast. Arnold was out in here in LA with the Kelce bros. And they've talked about how what's next for them. Jason retired. There's rumors that he's going to be at WrestleMania over the weekend. Imagine he comes out in a green singlet in Philadelphia. There's rumors that they're in LA going over movie roles. There's rumors that Travis is going to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So again, if we can't understand the concept of strike while the iron's hot, then I don't fucking get it, to be honest.
You also got to be realistic, guys. And where's the greater future for a guy like Jason Kelce or the Kelce bros, right, in general? But Jason Kelce especially because he's retired. It's got to be broadcasting right now because he's proven that as a podcaster, he could draw an audience and he's good at it and there's a passion there. And when he introduced Arnold Schwarzenegger, he showed a lot of professionalism, a lot of gusto. And Arnold was like, that was amazing. Like, it was fun to see, fun to watch. And you could see that he has a love of podcasting or broadcasting, and maybe he'd be great on television moving forward doing that. Because when it comes to acting, it's so few and far between where an athlete could actually be a box office draw. I think there's a few exceptions, but not many. Conor McGregor, yeah, 55 million plus tuned in to see Netflix Roadhouse, but he's not a great actor. He stinks. I think there's a limit. There's a roof there, right? I think there's an intrigue. Maybe Conor gets better, but I don't see Jason being the next big action star. I just don't.
Even though Arnold said he'd be great as Conan the Barbarian.
I don't see it. Look, Randy Couture in The Expendables. Meh. Terry Crews made a career out of himself. Carl Weathers was an exception and an exceptional actor.
I think Bautista lately has been really good.
I wrote him down. Bautista, Army of the Dead, I thought was fantastic. That was one of my favorites.
The Marvel movies.
But when you think of all the other people that threw their hat in the ring, it's more fizzle than sizzle.
Hogan sucked.
I made that up.
Hogan sucked.
More fizzle than sizzle.
Cena's okay.
I say he... you know, maybe jumps in the wrestling ring here and there. I could see that. You know, that's fun and gimmicky and stick around in the world of entertainment. But to think he's going to be an actor, no way, no how. Stick with broadcasting, Kelce. That's my advice to you, man. Everyone has a podcast. And you know what I say about that? Podcasts are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Most of them stink. Yours is actually pretty good.
So is ours.
Yeah. Look at that.
On that note, anyway. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio.
And a reminder, next week, Dan Patrick Hattrick, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tune in, filling in for DP.
We'll see you then. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the over promised land.
Goodbye.
Later.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.